Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, everyone. Friday already, Jake. Can you believe it? Friday.
Oh, thanks. What a great day.
Oh, Friday. Thanks.
What's your best day? What's your favourite day?
Friday. No, Saturday. No, Sunday. Actually, I quite like Monday.
Tuesday?
I hate Tuesday.
Okay.
Don't forget to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. Proper fella, that is. Proper fella. Now, we start the podcasty thing with the news that broke on my Drive Time show yesterday. Marcus Rashford hit back at his Man United critics and those who have questioned his commitment to the club in an interview with the Players Tribune. Here's Darren Bent's views on the interview on my Drive Time show.
Listen, I don't think people are just attacking him for the sake of it. I think what he's alluding to, and he talks about body language, but there's been clips all over the place of his body language. Certainly when he's played down the middle, it's completely different. Like the rush from last season hasn't been there this season, so obviously people are going to question it.
Like, is he treated differently by the media to another player?
No, do you know what it is? It's the standards that he set. So the moment you drop below them standards, people are going to come after you. The level of performance and the effort. I mean, that's that many clips going around of people like Barkley doing a pivot and him just walking. And I've said it before because I worked at the weekend. His body language when he plays down the middle to when he plays on the left is frightening. It's like night and day. I get it, he doesn't want to play there, but you don't have to tell the whole world you don't want to play there. I get it, he's a footballer. Again, like he's Manchester United through and through. We get all that. Like, he's one of the most high-profile players playing for the biggest club in the world. You get different media attention, don't you? If he played for, again, no disrespect, Bournemouth, there's no story there. You play for Manchester United, everything's a story.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the Juve midfielder, Paul Pogba, has been banned from football for 4 years for a doping offence. Here's TalkSport's Alex Crook with more details.
I think it's about getting the sentence reduced because he's already been found guilty, so I don't necessarily believe that he can appeal against that judgment, but he can appeal against the severity of the ban. I think what he'll probably claim is that anything that was in his system was by accident, as opposed to a deliberate act from him to gain a sporting advantage.
Simon Jordan reacted to the news on his show with Jim White, the best show on the station.
What?
One of the bit.
So not even yours?
No,
it's okay,
you know, ultimately, no one wants to see him in this position. I mean, it's a standard form. If you get found guilty under WADA coding, then you're going to find yourself in a situation where you get a four-year ban. Now, that happens. That's the standard form. Whether he can reduce it on appeal, what that means is, at the very least, he could be out of the game for 2 years if he gets it reduced to 2 years. And then, even then, a two-year situation probably spells the end of his career. I mean, he will protest his innocence, but the results are the results are the results are the results. If he's got these PEDs or whatever they are, these testosterone boosters in his system, then he's going to have to find a way to explain that or on appeal, but he can't because he's already been found guilty. So it's not about whether he's guilty or not. It's about whether the punishment is punitive. It's a sad end to Pogba because he was revered as one of the best midfielders. I mean, he's been criticised for his performances at Manchester United. He was criticised by his peers for not being at the level that he should have been at. He's gone back to Italian football because that was his natural home, and he gets himself banned for drugs.
Darren Bent was alongside me on my Drive Time show, the best show on the station, and he revealed what players actually go through when they test for doping.
When I was at... Was that Villa? And we went to Hong Kong, right? We couldn't eat. We went to a restaurant, Chinese restaurant. Now, at the time, there had been contamination in some of the food over there, right? So, in the meat. So, when we went to a Chinese restaurant, like, if we took it, it could show up as a banned substance.
Right, okay,
this was in Hong Kong, right, with Villa.
Yeah.
We went to a Chinese restaurant, couldn't eat any of the meat. All we could eat was fish because that had been deemed all right. But at football clubs, they always say to you, right, if you want to go and see your own individual fitness instructor, whatever, that's fine. You can do that. If you feel like you're not getting the fitness you need here, go there. But they always tell you, don't take anything, right? Or I remember going away to Portugal, I go to Portugal every year, and I'm doing my fitness work in the summer, and there's a shop there that sells all these products. I'd always take loads of pictures and go, could I take this? And he'd always go, nope. Steve Ains, who was the Derby fitness coach, would always go, nope, 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 don't take any of that stuff. If you want to, when you go over to Portugal, if you want to take something with you, I'll give you everything you need, take that with you. Right. So they always used to say, you can, honestly, if you've got your own fitness trainer, by all means, go and do that. But do not take anything that he gives you.
TalkSport Daily.
Joe, you've been a captain of a team.
I have been
a
captain of a team, mate.
What team are you captain of?
I was captain of Ipswich
under
for
fives?
A
year.
Oh. What?
For a year?
Yeah.
Imagine you being the club captain.
Stinks. It was, we had great nights out, Stinks.
Were you in charge of it all?
Yeah, of course.
Stringfellas.
Captain.
Stringfellas.
Stringies.
Yeah, Ibiza.
Yes, Ibiza, Stringies.
I see where you're going.
You can't beat him.
Well, former Blackburn captain Tim Sherwood was on The Breakfast Show and listed his all-time top five Premier League captains.
All different characteristics in them players. And I think I have to start at Chelsea with John Terry. I think if you win that much Premier Leagues and cup competitions, you have to be a top draw leader, someone who come through the academy there, and it meant so much to him. And he would instill so much into that dressing room of the foreign boys who were coming in, integrating them into how Chelsea wanted to go about things. They're a million miles from that now, by the way, but John Terry has to be there. Patrick Vieira, someone I played against many times, you know, invincible. I think for that reason alone, he has to be on this list. Vincent Kompany, obviously.
Feel for him now at the moment.
Yeah,
I feel for him.
Difficult for Vinny now because he's obviously in the Championship. You can play how you want, you know, with the best players. It doesn't matter. I think you have to try and tailor it a little bit to the Premier League because you get punished for making mistakes and they're playing out from the back and they're getting it robbed and they're getting punished in the Premier League. But as a captain of Man City, he was just incredible and unassuming guy, kept level-headed. He led by example on the pitch as well. And we go to Manchester, we have to say Roy Keane. You know, Roy was a great competitor, a wonderful player to play with, against. And I think if Roy wasn't playing well, he'd make others play well.
Yeah.
You know,
which is a skill in itself.
It's key.
Rather than going your shell, you urge other people on.
And he obviously ruled with an iron fist as well. Do you know, he would be telling them, you know, I always believed it's not about, you know, blowing smoke up each other's backside. Sometimes you have to get some bad news and you have to take it in the correct way. Yeah. And I think the captain leads from the front on that. And my last one would be a shock. He's a Liverpool player, and everyone thinks I'm just going to say Steven Gerrard straight away, but I think that the greatest captain they've had in the Premier League history is Jordan Henderson.
Wow, because, no Gerrard.
Because I think Stevie is an incredible player and amazing. And I don't know what he did behind the scenes, but what he did was obviously very good. But Jordan, for me, having won the Champions League and the Premier League, I think it just edges it. And he was obviously a leader. He was someone who didn't care about what people thought of him when he was telling them bad news on the pitch. Mm. He would deal with it. I think he was good foil between the management and the players with Jurgen. And he was a good servant to the club. And I think he has to go up there as one of the greatest Premier League captains.
Wow. And we were talking just quickly. We're talking off air about people like Brian Robson, midfield.
Mm.
You know, what a star. Talk about a complete player. Hard, fair, tough, honest, great player.
One of the best players I've ever played against. At Old Trafford, obviously, they were a fantastic team. And I grew up watching Brian. Playing against him was just the toughest job ever. You know, he could break up the game. He could smash you around the pitch. He would dribble the ball through lines past you. He'd referee the game. There's nothing he couldn't do. He could score goals. He was just Captain Marvel, as his nickname was. And he was just magnificent.
TalkSport Daily.
Early this week, the Red Bull F1 team principal Christian Horner was exonerated of any wrongdoing by an independent investigation into allegations of inappropriate behaviour made against him by a female member of staff. But more news on that story broke last night. Here's the Times' Matt Lawton with more.
A couple of hours ago, a lot of journalists in Bahrain received an email from a, you know, anonymous account with a Google Drive it was an email that was also sent to senior figures in Formula One, team bosses from rival teams, the father of Max Verstappen, the world champion who drives for Red Bull, obviously, all on this email chain. And it was, I think there's about 79 photographs, many of which are WhatsApp messages purporting to be between Christian Horner and the female complainant who's been at the centre of this investigation that's been conducted into Horner. He was obviously cleared of that yesterday. But this is, it's pretty explosive stuff. It's messages of a sexual nature. And, you know, we approached Red Bull with this material and have asked them to authenticate it. We've had a legal letter from Horner's lawyers, and he continues to deny the allegation of any wrongdoing, any misconduct. Charges that were allegations that were made against him, but it's a pretty extraordinary development in this story.
TalkSport Daily.
18-year-old Jaden Danz scored his first goal for Liverpool in their 3-0 win over Southampton or the Saints on Wednesday night.
You might remember his dad, former Palace and Bolton midfielder Neil Danz, who joined the breakfast show to talk about his son's journey.
It's been crazy, mate. Like I've said to everyone in the messages, it's been surreal, but like I know and Jaden knows, this is just the start, do you know what I mean? The hard work begins now. He's done fantastic to get where he is, but it's only the start, and once again, what an absolute legend of a manager Jurgen Klopp has been, and showing the faith in these kids. We're all Liverpool fans. I came through the academy at Liverpool as well also, so he's been there since the age of eight, at the under-eight, and like I say, they've been absolutely unbelievable with them. I was lucky enough to spend a couple of years working at the academy a couple of years ago. So I got to see firsthand the fantastic job Alex and Bill Thorpe and them are doing.
TalkSport Daily.
Angel Fernandez was one of the trainers in Anthony Joshua's corner in his first fight with Alexander Usyk.
He joined White and Jordan in the studio, admitting he failed AJ.
Obviously, the first fight, I wouldn't say the preparation was the best. A lot of situations, you know, obviously, head trainer Rob was in Tokyo with GB Boxing. And kind of like, I think I felt a lack of, I don't know, leadership and instructor into the training. And obviously, it's when you go, I mean, I had conversations with AJ, you need to really go and stick on this guy. It kind of like, you know, sometimes fighters, they just think, this is the way, and it's very hard to get them out of that belief that they have. So he kind of like, because obviously all the public, when, you know, he can box, he cannot move, he's static. So he went, you know what, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to beat him in the way that everyone thinks I'm not going to do it. It just didn't work as a team, you know, like three voices, you know, three coaches don't work. I mean, three different approaches as well. Obviously, we try to respect each other, you know, as much as we can. But it's kind of like you having three captains in a boat. It's just that doesn't work.
TalkSport Daily.
Fulham's TikTok account decided to mock Bruno Fernandes after he feigned an injury, supposedly, in United's defeat to the West London side.
Stinks. What do you think of this, mate? Right?
What, TikTok? Oh, I think it's a great little product.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
You and me do a little.
I'll do a little TikTok.
Little jig.
Yeah.
What do you think of like clubs mocking one another?
I've got no problem with it.
Stinks.
What?
Honestly, you like it.
I've got no problem with it. It's part of the world we live in now, Jay.
So go hard or go home.
Yeah.
Right. Well, why don't they just put all of them?
Have you got a problem with it?
Yeah.
Have you not seen this one I put out of you? Look, there it is. Look.
Hold on.
You haven't seen that?
Stinks. That's not me. Mine's not that big. Stinks.
No, it's upside down. Look, it's tiny.
Oh, it's tiny.
What do you make of that? That's out on TikTok now.
It's definitely me.
Yeah.
Eric, 10.0 responded to the video in his press conference.
If they did it, I would say it's not right. It's absolutely not right that a club makes such statement because that's totally out of order and they were wrong. So they should apologise for this.
Do you feel that he gets enough protection from officials currently, or do you think he needs more protection in terms of the treatment he receives?
So he's a very passionate football player, and he's a very creative football player. He's creating the most chances in the Premier League, and you see opponents are targeting him, and especially after Saturday, and when he had the knock, and they see it, and then I feel the refereeing should protect him, and they had the chance already in the start of the game because it was so obvious that they were looking for it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, huge news at TalkSport. Massive news. We bring you all the coverage. No, not sports bar. Bigger than that.
Sure. Okay.
All the coverage and commentary from the 2024 Olympic Games. In 2024. That's what it says here. Yeah. From the 2024 Olympic Games in 2024.
2024. It thinks it's happening in 2024. We are in, hold on.
2024. Yeah, it's happening this year.
I think it's going to be a really exciting event because what we are seeing for the first time since London in 2012 is an Olympic Games taking place in a time zone that will make watching and listening to these games really exciting.
Mo Farah's coming down the straightaway and he's going to be attacked by Debra Meskel, and Mo Farah's got the double! He's the Olympic champion again!
And I think from a Team GB point of view as well, we're going to see lots of medals across lots of sports. We're going to have lots of those big medal moments that will really capture the excitement.
Here comes Cram, the world champion. It's going to be Colin Cram, and it doesn't look like Cram's going to catch it. It's Sebastian Coe extending his lead, and Sebastian Coe on his way to the finish. Sebastian Coe wins the gold medal.
Paris will be great. It's a beautiful city, and I think they're making pretty good progress.
Is it going to be Great Britain? Yes, it is.
Great Britain take the gold medal, but what a race it is, a new world record time.
I think what you'll find with the Olympic athletes, the Team GB athletes, they are incredibly engaging, normal, but extraordinary people.
Well, I know these athletes are training so hard, we're putting so much effort in, so it's just going to be a magical summer.
Jay, if you're an Olympian, what sport would you compete in?
Oh, mate, I'd be a thrower.
What kind of thrower?
Throw things.
Okay, I don't think that's an Olympic sport, is it? I mean, javelin you throw, hammer you throw.
I throw a tantrum.
I think you'd be quite good at that. Yeah. I've seen loads of them over the years.
I walked out the other day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Moody little so-and-so, aren't you?
No, but, it's not
what
it's like, stinks.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talks About wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on a proper show. Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, that's 4 p.m. today.
Be safe, everyone.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.